It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by This Week in Agribusiness. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. For more than 40 years working together, Ori and Samuelson and I have been presenting the story of agriculture. Each weekend, the images of the ag story to our audience. Orion started even before that, but together we've worked for about 40, almost 42 years doing this. It's a labor of love, and we hope some of you have the chance to catch our broadcast. It's seen four times a weekend on the popular RFD TV satellite and cable channel, and we're seen once a weekend on some 120 local television stations across the country, from the Carolinas to California. We hope you'll join us, and you can catch that latest Greg Solier weather forecast to see what he sees coming our way over the next couple of weeks, actually the next 4 weeks. Join us this next weekend. Check your local listings for This Week in Agribusiness. As a farmer friend of mine said to the social media this morning, 55 has become the new 75. He was referring to the much, much warmer weather after that bitter cold blast last week. Actually, Omaha will be only 21 today. Kansas City will get to only 34 tomorrow. Chicago won't do much better than freezing tomorrow, but that's all right. Few will complain about it. Doesn't it seem like in this young year, we've already heard of more police officer line of duty deaths than usual? In Claremont County, Ohio, they'll have the funeral this week for the sheriff's deputy shot and killed over the weekend. Detective Bill Brewer leaves behind a wife and a 5-year-old son. From This Week in Agribusiness, oh yes, the National Corn Growers Association reacted swiftly to that Bud Light Super Bowl commercial attacking corn sweetener. That spot that proclaimed Miller Lite and Coors Light are brewed with corn syrup, but Bud Light is not. The Corn Growers Office in St. Louis tweeted that America's corn farmers are disappointed, and it added, "Our office is right down the road. We would love to discuss with you the many benefits of corn. Thanks, Miller Lite and Coors Light, for supporting our industry," that tweet said. Oh, I should have mentioned this a little bit earlier when talking about the weather. We're coming into the pothole season. I noticed that over the weekend as friends were driving me through the streets of Indianapolis, Indiana. Oh, the potholes are out there already. In the northwest Ohio town of Ada, population 6,000, and the home of Ohio Northern University, they take a little more than passing interest. I say a little more than passing interest each year in the footballs at the Super Bowl. You see, that town of Ada, Ohio, is where the Wilson football plant is located. And get this, since 1941, mind you, every single NFL football has been handmade at the Wilson factory in Ada. About 130 employees hand make those balls. They stamp out pieces of cowhide, and then those cowhide pieces are sewn together, inflated to the NFL-approved pressure. By the way, did you know what that pressure is? Between 12.5 and 13.5 pounds. And now you know. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by This Week in Agribusiness. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.